Welcome to Oryx Radio's My Health Journey podcast. You will now be listening to our health promotion program, where we focus on health-related topics. So sit back, relax, and listen to what we have to share.
Hello, listener. My name is Tekamba, and I am a young reporter at Oryx Radio. You are listening to the Oryx Radio podcast on COVID-19, where we will talk about the experience of children during the time of coronavirus. The government and the healthcare community also asked our help in stopping the spread of the coronavirus by washing our hands with soap and water as often as possible for 20 seconds, staying at home as much as possible, and wearing a mask when we leave home. In this podcast, we will be playing you some of the children's experience during this time of coronavirus. We will also be playing you an interview with a psychiatric at DCAP and wrap up the podcast with advice from children. Before we jump in, I want to let you know that the experience was done over WhatsApp and telephone, so the quality might not be so great. Let's take a listen to some of the children's experience during the time of the coronavirus.
Hello everybody, it's the Books and Breakfast team, Yusra and Nasira here, and we want to share with you what we are doing to keep ourselves busy during self-quarantine and everything got to do with the coronavirus. So the first thing that we're doing is we're doing like lots of crafts. I'm not that good of a drawer, but sometimes I just like to do a small little sketch, you know? Yeah, Nasira, what do you want to say?
I did my physio because I can't go to the hospital. I also did some schoolwork and we were cleaning out our drawers and cupboards.
This is an amazing time to self-reflect, do things that you never really had time for. Good luck with self-quarantine.
My name is Sunwabo and I'll be turning 13 in 4 days' time, and I'm an RX Radio reporter. Today I'll be sharing my experience at Guguletu in Cape Town. There's a lockdown in South Africa, but here in the township, people aren't taking it seriously. Like, if I go outside now, there's still people outside playing soccer, like kids mostly. What we do at home, we wash our hands more than regularly. Clean water is accessible and so, but hand sanitizer is not, because grocery stores, they don't have grocery stores in the township, so we have to travel to Mowbray or town or something. What I'm doing to keep my loved ones safe is I tell them not to go out. We only go out when we go buy groceries, and we stay in the house. We watch YouTube and we do house chores and do some games at the backyard.
Hello, my name is Salita Kanta. I'm 16 years old. I am an Oryx Radio reporter. I am recording from Khayelitsha in Kuyasa, where I stay, and I will be speaking about my experiences of the COVID-19. So what I've heard and watched from the news is that COVID-19 is a very dangerous disease, and a lot of people abroad have died with this COVID-19, and there is no cure for that just yet. So I have been staying hygienic. I've bought a lot of hand sanitizer. My mother has bought us a bottle of hand wash that I use almost every time. And my mother is strict on not going outside. Yeah, and I'm very scared because I have a chronic condition, so I'm scared if I get it, I'll probably get it 10 times worse because my immune system is weak.
My name is Luzanne Arendse, I am 18 years old, I live in Mannenberg, Kaapstad. Coronavirus for me is a great bekommernis. I have a gestremde broerke. I can't walk, I can't praat, I can't. What for me the bangste maak is, as hy eendag moet simptome of 'n simptoom van coronavirus moet hê, ons sal nooit dit weet nie. Hy kan nie praat om te sê hy voel nie lekker nie, en dit maak my baie bang.
Thank you for listening to this experience. Before we move on to the interview, let me tell you about my own experience during this time. Since I'm at rest, so we were told to leave because of the lockdown. So I decided not to go home because, you know, I'm from Khayelitsha and things there are not so well, because I stay in a shack house and I have a chronic disease and I time on the ventilator machine. So I was worried really about the coronavirus. And so I asked, I stay with Sister Booth. So I'm in Pilot now. That's why I could broadcast. Since I'm in a safe place, it was fine. I could do my schoolwork. I've managed to finish the semester, which is a good thing. I think one thing that worried me the most is that I think I lacked knowledge. I thought that, okay, if I get this virus, I might die, all those things. Now, let's take a listen to the interview with Megan from DCAP.
Hello, my name is Emily, and I'm a reporter for RX Radio. Today, I will be interviewing Megan Warmington. Megan is a psychiatrist at DCAP, which is the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at Red Cross.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm a clinical psychologist who's doing her community service at the Division of Psychiatry.
Now, the pandemic has heightened feelings of uncertainty and worry. How can children stay calm while at home?
What you can do and what actually will help is if you talk to your parents or your family that you live with about how you're feeling. And know that it's okay to be scared or confused about what's going on and what might happen. Because this is something new that we don't really understand. So everybody's feeling like that. And if you're not comfortable talking to one of your parents, maybe write some questions down and ask another older person that you trust when you see them. It's also nice to do some exercises. If you're not able to exercise at home, maybe you can put on some music when you start feeling a little scared. You can sing your favorite song out loud. Take some time and remember the fun things that you used to do.
Now, children with chronic conditions are more likely to experience COVID-19 severely. And this has increased a sense of anger, frustration, and fear. What advice can you give to them during this tough time?
My advice to you is to keep safe as much as you can. Listen to the precautions like washing your hands, social distancing, and wearing masks as much as possible. It is understandable that you might be scared or angry that you have this particular condition and that you are probably more vulnerable. That's why it is best for you to know more about your condition. So speak to your doctor and your nurses and ask as many questions about your disorder or your what's wrong with you, the reason why you are at the hospital, so that they can explain things to you until you understand, because I'm sure it is very confusing just to be given information.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You've just listened to some of the experience of children during the time of the coronavirus, as well as an interview with Megan from DCAP. Now let's take a listen to some of the advice that children have during this time.
What tips I might have for kids at home is that they might just be happy and spend time with their family and warn their parents not to go out. So they should have fun with their parents, and there's still many things to do inside the house. Not only watch TV, you can still do activities together, like playing just board games or stuff.
En ek wil net sê vir al die luisteraars, bly in julle huise, was jou hande elke liewe dag, elke minuut, elke sekonde van die dag. Dit is nie net vir jou gesondheid nie, maar ook vir jou familie se gesondheid.
So, a word of advice to people that are scared of this coronavirus is that this coronavirus is going to end eventually, as soon as they get the cure. I know there's a lot of people that has died, there's lost their lives because of this coronavirus, but let's just focus on us and buy hand sanitizers if you don't have yet. Wash your hands regularly because that's very important to keep away from this disease and from not spreading. And if you do have coronavirus, make sure you go to the hospital or just call any doctor that you have or go to the nearest clinic and just get yourself tested. Or if you know you've got coronavirus, stay in quarantine because we don't want more people dying because we don't know the cure just yet.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on coronavirus. If you want to hear more experience like this, head over to our website www.rxradio.co.za. /coronavirus.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day.